Good morning, I'm Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Thursday morning. Start off in girls' high school soccer last night, the district tournament championship game. Certainly lived up to the matchup, the Central Hardin Bruins and the Elizabethtown Panthers facing off once again. And similar to the game that was decided a few weeks ago, this one headed to shootouts as well. And the Bruins come away with a win. Central Hardin defeats Elizabethtown in a shootout, 3-2, to win the 17th district girls soccer tournament. And tonight the rivalry continues over on the boys' side. In boys high school soccer, the 17th district tournament finals, the Bruins and the Panthers facing off once again. That game set for 7 o'clock at North Hardin High School. Moving on now to high school volleyball action last night. Meade County defeated by Atherton 2-1. LaRue County defeats Caverna 3-0. John Hardin defeats Nelson County 3-0. And North Hardin is defeated by Taylor County 3-1. On the schedule tonight, Breckenridge County hosting Holy Cross of Louisville at 6:30 Central Time. Grayson County on the road at Davies County at 7 o'clock Central Time. North Hardin hosting Elizabethtown at 6:30. LaRue County traveling on the road to Bullitt Central at 7 o'clock. And Meade County hosting Thomas Nelson at 6:30. Moving on now to college football, some major news out of the college football world yesterday. Alabama head coach Nick Saban and the athletic director for Alabama have both tested positive for COVID-19. Saban says he's experiencing no symptoms at all, and according to his daughter, was coaching practices via Zoom yesterday. Crimson Tide take on number 3 Georgia this weekend. And finally this morning, it's going to be weird tonight not having Thursday night football. Of course, earlier this week, the Buffalo Bills played the Tennessee Titans on Tuesday night football. They were supposed to play the Chiefs tonight. Instead, the NFL has moved that game to take place on Monday once again. So, heads up, no Thursday night football tonight. And that does it for your sports update here on this Thursday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.